And the best 5 minutes of the day returns to its true form. And I misspoke yesterday. It wasn't 2019 we started this with Jason Cairns. It was 2020. So a couple months before the pandemic kicked in, and we've been doing it ever since, except for the last 4 days. And flying solo is just not the same. Welcome back, friend.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate your grace and giving me time off to celebrate my stepdad's life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we had kind of been expecting him to pass for, a while. I mean, he went in the hospital first, I think, on the 7th of January. And it's been a huge roller coaster over that time. My mom had actually said, she said, I used to love roller coaster rides, but I don't like this one. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, last Wednesday night he passed. And I went home, kind of helped coordinate all the funeral stuff and had the funeral on Monday. And now, so it was really good to be back with my mom.
Give us his name.
John Fisher.
And he and your mom were married for more than 30 years.
Yeah, 32 years, I think, they were married. Yeah.
Yeah, so
been around most of my life.
Yeah, so how are you? How's the family?
I'm doing well. I think the family's doing well. My mom, of course, is very sad. I was leaving yesterday to come back to Eau Claire. Uh-huh. And I said, is there anything else you need before I take off? She's like, I'm going to have to figure out how to do this stuff on my own. Mm. And I was like,
yeah.
But she's been really home alone on her own for the last 4 months. And it was a beautiful service. He was beloved. And so it was really neat to kind of see people coming together and see a bunch of my family that I haven't seen for a while. And it was really good.
Now, you have a very busy schedule as a neuropsychologist at Marshfield Clinic. So that it did happen, though expected eventually. Last Wednesday night, so it's just kind of like your staff just works on letting everybody know we're going to have to reschedule everything. That sounds kind of tricky.
It is kind of tricky, and it's a hard thing when it happens, and I still feel guilty for having to reschedule patients. And even though I think most people would understand, hey, this person that's very important in your life passed, but it's still inconvenient for people who end up getting rescheduled.
Because I know you're booked out many months, and so when somebody misses an appointment, do they go to the back of the line?
No, typically not. So we've learned this over the last few years, because we didn't used to do this, is we actually hold days where we that are open, and then we open them up closer to the time of the appointment, so that if people end up getting canceled, we can be like, we have an opening for you, in 10 days, so it doesn't get pushed back so far. But that doesn't always work for people, and we want to get those people in as fast as we can.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, welcome back.
Thank you.
All right. You know what? I think we could use another one of your devotions from Notes from the Upper Room this morning. We did some of those when you were away. And so it took us a few years to get through these. So.
Where did it? Oh, there it is. Okay.
We're at John 13:6 today. So the verse says, he came to Simon Peter, who said to him, Lord, do you wash my feet? So.
Okay. I haven't got to get to my page yet.
Okay.
Okay. Got it. There we go.
All right.
All right, it says, Jesus made his way around to each of his disciples, skipping none. None, even the betrayer, was passed over. I wonder what Peter was thinking. What is Jesus doing? This is a job for servants, not for my friend, my teacher, my Lord. How could he stoop to this level? I will just tell him to skip over me. That will prove that I respect him. A part of me wonders if Peter's primary emotion in that moment was shame. For many of us, shame is a frequent, if not constant, companion. Shame whispers messages such as, you are unworthy of being loved. Or, if that person only knew the wickedness of your thoughts, they would rather spit in your face as soon as accept you. Peter was looking for an exit, and rather than acknowledging his discomfort, he questioned Jesus. Many of us act like Peter. Rather than acknowledge our feelings of unworthiness, rather than accept love, we look for exits. Maybe we use humor as an avoidance strategy, making light of intimacy. Perhaps we turn to anger because lashing out at another person is safer than accepting grace and love in the midst of our shame. Yet Jesus came to reveal his love for us. He came to let us know that we are acceptable to him and that there is nothing that is too big for his grace to handle.
Yeah, great last paragraph there for sure to embrace. Give me the closing prayer today.
And it says, Jesus, you came to show us how to live and how to love. You leaned in to cleanse us from our sin and to daily remind us that in you, shame has no hold upon us, so we no longer have to hide. Teach me to trust in you and accept your grace. Amen.
Very good. Thank you. Welcome back, friend.
You it. Talk to you tomorrow.
There we go. That devotion from John chapter 13, verse 6 from Jason's devotional book, Notes from the Upper Room, Lessons in Loving Like Jesus. There's a book as well. From John 13 through 17 that he's authored. And he says he's got some copies at home if you want to track him down on that. Otherwise, you can order it off of Amazon. Win it Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. And what a prize we have.
Indeed, a $100 gift certificate for Hank's Furniture and Carpeting in Thorpe. No winner on Tuesday trivia, so we roll over to Win It Wednesday.
All right, so again, the call-in number, 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. Listening to the live stream, there is a bit of a delay, so be aware of that. I don't know what else to tell you. But what is the question?
The question is as follows here on WWIB. If you're typical, if you're average, you'll spend about 3 days a year doing this. If you're average, you'll spend about 3 days per year doing what? 715-723-2555, 723-2555 for a chance to win a $100 gift certificate from Hank's Furniture and Carpeting in Thorpe. Let's go right to the phones. Is someone ready to rock and roll? Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Wausau.
Hey, Tammy. Wondering when we'd hear from you. Go ahead.
How about sleeping?
How about sleeping? 3 days a year sleeping. Is that what the average person does? Not it. Hopefully a little bit more than that. Honestly, call us back. Tammy, 715-723-2555.
Napping would be a good guess, too, but that's not the correct answer either.
715-723-2555 for a chance to win. 723-2555. Tuesday trivia, now Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. Incorrect answers from yesterday included gardening, waiting on hold when calling for appointments, deep cleaning the house, voting, showering, celebrating birthdays or holidays with family, pumping gas, cleaning out your closets, brushing your teeth, or using the toilet. Not what we're looking for. None of those. If you are average, if you're typical, you'll spend about 3 days a year doing what? Doing this for a $100 gift certificate from Hank's Furniture and Carpeting in Thorpe. 723-2555. Give us your best guess.
Maybe people want the hint early today. Well,
maybe.
It usually comes after 745.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Las Vegas.
All right. Tammy says, hey, I'll guess if no one else is going to jump in. Go ahead, Tammy.
How about getting your hair done?
Getting your hair done.
That's a great guess.
Hair done. How about did Tammy get it?
I wish she did, but that's not what we're looking for.
Not it. Thank you, Tammy. Call us back, 723-2555. We've got another guest here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Silas from Osseo.
Well, hey, Silas. What do you think, friend?
Calling sick to work.
Calling in sick to work. Spending 3 days a year calling in sick to work. Silas, is that it?
It's sorry, not, Silas.
Not it, but call us back, friend, 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Wausau.
Tammy, all right. You're doing a great job.
You got a triple.
Yeah, go ahead. What do you think?
My daughter thinks it's renewing subscriptions.
Renewing subscriptions. 3 days a year renewing
subscriptions. Yeah, it might be magazines or streaming service. Yeah,
who knows?
Okay.
Yeah, is that it? It's not, but thank you, Tammy. 715-723-2555.
A for effort for Tammy. If we had an effort award, she'd get it.
Absolutely. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Silas from Osseo.
Silas trying again. Go ahead.
Go to the hospital.
All right. 3 days a year going to the hospital for the typical person, the average person. Is that it, Silas? Did he get it, Halvo?
I'm sorry, Silas.
Not it. All right. We've got time for a couple more guesses here. 715-723-2555. The typical person, the average person, spends about 3 days a year doing what? Two guesses left. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Peggy from Withy.
Hey, Peggy from Withy. Go ahead.
Picking out your clothes.
Picking out your clothes. Sure. Can take some time getting the outfit.
That's
prepped.
A great guess, too. I
is
like it.
Picking out your clothes? It's not, but a great guess. Well thought out. Thank you, Peggy. One more guess, then we'll come back after 7:45 and give a clue if we don't get it right here, right now. So the last chance before 7:30. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Tammy from Wausau.
All right, Tammy. Go for it.
How about the dentist?
How about the dentist? If you're typical, you'll spend about 3 days a year at the dentist. How about did Tammy get it right here, right now, to win $100 from Hank's Furniture and Carpeting in Thorpe?
I wish she did, but sorry, Tammy, but you are the first caller I ever remember getting in four times in one segment.
Well done. We're not even going to buzz you because you're trying so hard, Tammy. All right. Thank you so much. And we will think up a clue and we will give that clue to you when we come back.
The Whip Wake Up Show on a Win It Wednesday, and we've got a fantastic prize. A $100 gift certificate to Hank's Furniture and Carpeting in Thorpe. I'm holding it right in my hands. Caleb, we want to give this away.
We do, and the way you get it, the way you win it on this Win It Wednesday is to answer our Tuesday trivia question, which is now morphed into a Win It Wednesday question. It is as follows. If you're typical, you'll spend about 3 days a year doing what? If you're average, you'll spend about 3 days a year doing this. 715-723-2555. We've heard from Winter, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, Colfax, Barron, Ladysmith, Owen, Wausau, Osseo, Withy. No one's got it yet. 715-723-2555. And Havel, we do have a clue this time as well to try to help things along.
Yeah, and that clue is...
Somebody was calling and they just hung up so they could hear the clue.
Think home. Think home. This would have to do with your home.
All right, so think home.
Mm-hmm.
If you're typical, again, if you're average, you'll spend about 3 days a year doing what? Doing this. 715-723-2555. Let's go to the phone lines. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Snyder. I'm calling from Fall Creek.
All right, from Fall Creek. Go ahead. What do you think?
Is it stopping at red traffic lights?
Stop. You know, there's one here at the station. I feel like I've timed it before, and it's two and a half minutes sometimes, and it drives me nuts, but I think the Lord's just trying to teach me patience. Is it 3 days a year that we lose at red lights? Halvo?
Sorry, Snyder.
Not it. All right, 715-723-2555.
Again, we did give a hint, and it is think home. Think about this would be something that would happen having to do with your home.
In the home. Around the home.
Uh-huh.
Think home. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Wausau.
Tammy, you are trying so hard. What do you think?
Is it remodeling a room or a home?
Okay, about 3 days a year doing remodeling projects.
Those thinking a home, that's very good along those lines.
Well thought out. Is it what we're looking for?
Great guess. That's not it.
It's not. Thank you, Tammy. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Liz from Butternut.
Liz from Butternut. Great to hear from Butternut. What do you think, Liz?
Brushing your teeth.
Brushing your teeth. If you're typical, you'll spend about 3 days a year brushing your teeth. I think it was actually a guess. I was just looking back.
Yeah.
So you can have a bonus guess, Liz. What do you think?
Okay. Washing your hands.
Washing your hands.
That's a great
good
guess.
Hygienic thing. Washing your hands. Sure, I can see how they could take 3 days a year if you wash your hands frequently. Not it, though. Thank you, Liz. 715-723-2555.
Supposed to take 20 seconds per time, right?
We learned during COVID. I don't want to do all that math, but it seems like it could add up.
Yeah.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
Piper from Kennan.
Hey, Piper, what do you think?
Showering.
Showering. Have we had that guest
yet? Yeah, I think that was guest.
Do you want a bonus guest, Piper? Go ahead.
Doing the dishes.
Doing the good job thinking on your feet.
Yeah.
Is it doing the dishes, spending about 3 days a year up to your elbows in soapy water?
That's not it either, Piper.
Not it. Thank you, Piper. 715-723-2555. Lots of calls coming in on this Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from, please?
Jaden from Medford.
Hey, Jaden, what do you think?
Is it using the toilet?
Is it that was guessed as well yesterday? Keith from Owen, I think I guessed that one. So you can have a bonus guess. Go ahead.
Is it eating?
Is it eating? Just 3 days a year?
Chewing your food?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. Could see where that could be possible for 3 days, Jaden. Not it. Thank you for the call from Raider Country there in Medford. 715-723-2555. Or is it Red Raiders? Might be Red Raiders. Sorry about that. Medford faithful. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Julie from Rice Lake.
Julie, go ahead. What do you think?
Is it vacuuming?
Is it vacuuming? If you're typical, you'll spend about 3 days a year vacuuming. Is it vacuuming?
It's a great guess. It ties in with the hint. You would vacuum at home. Is that it? Sorry, Julie.
Not it. All right. We have time for one more guess. That's all we've got time for. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Amanda from Chautauqua.
All right, Amanda from Chautauqua, go ahead, bring us home. What do you think it is?
I'm thinking deep cleaning, spring cleaning, or deep cleaning your house?
That was guest.
That was guest as well. Would you like a bonus guess?
I missed it.
If you're
raking your yard.
If you're typical, you'll spend about 3 days a year raking the yard, raking up the leaves. Havo, did she get it?
The Whip Wake Up Show on WWIB, and we, for 2 days now, have been telling you about this amazing prize. We want to give this away.
We do indeed. It's a $100 gift certificate courtesy of our friends at Hank's Furniture and Carpeting of Thorpe. And the question we've been working on since Tuesday Trivia began over 24 hours ago is this. If you're typical, your average, you'll spend about 3 days a year doing what? If you're average, you'll spend about 3 days a year doing this. 715-723-2555. And now we start stacking clues. So the last clue, Havel, was think home. Think in and around the home. Think home. That was the first clue. We've got another one.
And this one is think waiting.
Think waiting.
Home and waiting.
Home and waiting. Stacking the clues. 715-723-2555 to help you win that $100 gift certificate from Hank's Furniture and Carpeting of Thorpe.
Home started him in the right direction, but wow, waiting.
Yes. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Brian from Oliva.
Hey, Brian. All right,
Brian is like the closer in baseball.
He's this guy comes in the weeds. All right, Brian, are you going to bring us home? What do you think?
Oh, I'm not sure. Actually, I just heard it, so I'm thinking doing the laundry.
Doing the laundry. Is it doing the laundry, Brian from Oliva?
It's not.
Mm-hmm. It's not.
Brian, happy belated 60th birthday to you.
Hey, don't tell everybody.
Now everyone knows. Thank you, Brian. Call us back, 715-723-2555. Let's see who's next in the queue. Good morning, WWIB, Win It Wednesday on the Whip Wake Up Show. What is your name and where are you calling from, please?
It's Mark from Chippewa Falls.
Mark from Chippewa Falls. What do you think?
I'm thinking, is it like waiting on the microwave for heating up food?
Okay, sure. Waiting on the microwave. I mean, you said it for like 30 seconds or a minute, and still sometimes it seems like forever when you're trying to make your nachos or what have you.
Talk about a first world problem. That's
right.
It.
Is that it?
Sorry, Mark.
It's not. Thank you, Mark. Call us back, 715-723-2555. Get a chance to win a $100 gift certificate from Hank's Furniture and Carpeting of Thorpe. If you're typical, you'll spend about 3 days a year doing this. 715-723-2555. We've said think home, think waiting. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from, please?
Jana from Medford.
All right. Another caller from Medford. Love that. What do you think?
Baking bread.
Baking bread. Oh, man. I can just smell
boy.
It. I can smell it through the phone.
Oh, please. Please do it today.
Is it baking bread? Waiting on baking bread?
It's not.
It's not, but I'm not going to even buzz that because it just...
Put the hot butter on there.
Yeah.
Oh,
brings
so good.
Memory. My mom's homemade strawberry jam. Anyway, thank you for that, Jana from Medford, but not what we're looking for.
It was an honor.
We're just kind of like, yes, fresh baked bread. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Mary from Alma Center.
Hi, Mary. What do you think?
I'm thinking waiting for everybody to be ready to go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe on the way to church. I mean, you could be like yours truly where sit around and tell the family how little time we have to get ready for church instead of actually helping everybody get ready. Yeah, pointing the big finger at myself there for that. I need to be better about that. But is that what we're looking for? Is it the average person spending 3 days a year waiting for family members?
Nope.
Not it.
But we got the idea, right? I mean, we're getting answers having to do with waiting and the home. So
we have time for three guesses if we're quick.
All right.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Caleb. It's Linda from Chippewa.
All right, fire away, Linda.
I think it's waiting for a toaster.
Waiting for a toaster. Havo, is it waiting for a toaster?
Sorry, Linda.
Not it. Two more guesses, 715-723-2555. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Trulina from Stanley.
Hey, Trulina, what do you think?
Waiting for water to boil.
Waiting for water to boil. They say a watch pot never boils. Is it waiting for water to boil? It's not. One more guess before we're going to have to try to figure out another clue, and I have no idea what that could be. 715-723-2555. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Holly from Phillips.
Hey, Holly. We haven't heard from Phillips yet. What do you think?
Did anybody guess flossing their teeth?
No one has guessed flossing your teeth. They guessed brushing your teeth, but no one has guessed flossing your teeth. Would you like to guess that, Holly from Phillips?
Yes, I would.
If you're typical, you'll spend about 3 days a year flossing your teeth. Halvo?
Sorry, Holly.
Not it. All right. 715-723-2555, but not for another 20-ish minutes or so. We'll give you another shot at this.
A Win It Wednesday on the Whip Wake Up Show. This will be the seventh time in 2 days we've tried to get a winner, and we're going to give you a third hint for a $100 gift certificate for Hank's Furniture and Carpeting in Thorpe.
All right, so 715-723-2555, 723-2555. If you're typical, if you're average, you'll spend about 3 days a year doing what? 3 days a year doing this. 715-723-2555. First clue we told you was think home. Think in, around the home, think home.
Uh-huh. And the second clue we gave you, we said waiting. Think waiting.
Now we're going to stack another clue on top of that. Go ahead, Havel.
Yeah, this third one is think waiting for someone.
All right, think waiting for someone. Think people. So think home, uh-huh. Think waiting, and think waiting on someone. Waiting
right.
On a person or people, 715-723-2555 for a $100 gift certificate courtesy of Hank's Furniture and Carpeting of Thorpe. Let's go to the phones on this Win It Wednesday. Good morning, WWIB. You're on the WIB Wake Up Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Travis from Eau Claire.
Hey, Travis, what do you think?
Hi. Well, I think it's waiting for the, like, postman or Ups or Amazon delivery.
Okay. Waiting. Okay. Yeah, anxiously awaiting that little brown box with a smile on it. Waiting for the postal service or a delivery driver. Is that it? How did Travis get it?
He is the closest so far.
But not it.
No.
715-723-2555. But I've got a good feeling about getting a winner here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Chad from Lake Halley.
All right, Chad from Lake Halley, go ahead.
Is it waiting for someone in the bathroom?
Is it waiting for someone in the bathroom? You know, we've had guesses around that area, but yeah, waiting for someone else to vacate it. Not it, but good guess, Chad. Good guess. 715-723-2555. He really did. Again, 3 days a year waiting for other people to vacate the restroom. I can understand that. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
This is Andrew from Eau Claire.
Andrew, go ahead.
Is it waiting for your girlfriend to get ready?
Somebody had to say
kind of the classic answer there.
You don't have any personal experience with that, do you, Andrew?
Once in a while, you know.
Is it waiting for your significant other? We'll just, you know, lump that all together. Waiting for your significant other to get ready? Not it, Andrew. Call us back. 715-723-2555. Again, think home. Think waiting on a person. 715-723-2555.
And even if we did give a fourth hint, I think it was in saying that Travis's guess of the postman, Amazon, or UPS, the closest so far. So.
Definitely the closest. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda again from Chippewa.
Go ahead, Linda.
Thinking waiting for guests or family to arrive for dinner or a special occasion.
Sure, you invited people over, waiting for guests to arrive. Is that it?
It's not. Sorry, Linda.
It's not. 715-723-2555. Trying to give one of you a $100 gift certificate for Hank's Furniture and Carpeting of Thorpe. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Carrie from Eau Claire.
Carrie, go ahead.
I'm going to guess waiting for the cable company to arrive.
Okay, like cable, repair or installation.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah, like when they give you that 3-hour window and you're not sure exactly when they're going
to
arrive.
Yeah, 10 to 2, and you end up using 3 days out of your year waiting for that. Carrie?
You're absolutely correct.
Way to go, Carrie.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Again, if you're typical, you'll spend about 3 days per year waiting for, again, the repairman or the installation guy. Carrie, we're going to send you to Hank's Furniture and Carpeting of Thorpe with a $100 gift certificate to spend. How about that?
Great. Sounds wonderful. Thank you.
Hang on the line, and thank you to Hank's for sponsoring that great prize.